she goes that old holy road. Think she's special, someone needs to tell her that she ain't no better than me. They say she's such a geek, that old Jesus freak. Every time she opens up her mouth to speak, she's always talking about being saved and holy. That was me, Miss Unpopular. Never asked to be part of the in crowd. Everyone knew who I was, 'cause my life screamed Jesus out loud. Now been backed up, looked over, just to carry his cross on my shoulder. They said he was an ordinary, 'cause he wanted to be married before he'd let himself be with someone else. They even said he was unnatural. What they didn't see that he was much more man than they'd ever be.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Recording date, Sunday, September the 22nd, 2013. So now, ordinarily, we would buy into Democrat against Republican. Democrats on TV say, oh, the Republicans are sabotaging the government. Republicans say, oh, Democrats are sabotaging the government. But we want to examine that most subtle creature, that serpent people, that serpent leadership, that serpent rulership that is the most subtle of all the beasts of the field. You see, you may call the Democrats beasts. Some call Republicans beasts. Some say, oh, the Senate is beast. And some say the Congress is our beasts. But we are talking about the serpent that is the most subtle of all the beasts of the field. You may say, oh, Boehner is evil. He's a beast. You may say, Obama is evil. He's a beast. You may say, just going back, George W. Bush, oh, what a beast. Oh, Bill Clinton, what a beast. Oh, Ronald Reagan, what a beast he was. Al Gore, oh, what a beast. Richard Nixon. But we're talking about the serpent that is the most subtle of all the beasts of the field. The House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, they control both parties, Democrat and Republican, and have instructed both parties to create a situation and a situation in which may be the possibility of government shutdown. What we must do as poor working class masses of people is say to the Congress and the Senate, do not shut the government down. Continue to allow the government to function, because the people need what the people need that is provided by the government. Did you know that the Congress people, they'll continue to receive their checks, their money, if the government shuts down, and people who work for the government may not get paid. People who are retired from the government may not get paid, but the Congress and the Senate will continue to receive their checks? How wicked is that? So we must demand that the government continues to function. We must demand that the government continues to pay her legitimate debt. And if they have to raise the ceiling, raise the ceiling. My brother Webster Tarpley always saying that constitutionally that the government must continue to pay her bills so that the society can continue to function. And so we say that is the reality that we should observe. But we are pointing out that serpent that is the most subtle, who is saying to the woman, you shall not surely die, who is saying to us, trust in us, you won't die. Trust in the market. Trust that the market will regulate the system. You won't die, but it's a lie. The word die here is to die, to kill, to be executed. How many people have been killed and executed on death row? Troy Davis, 2 years ago. We say innocent. And he was executed by the government of the United States of North America. Why? Because that subtle one, that serpent in control of the system. The word die here is to be put to death, to die, to perish of a nation. Look at all the death all over the nation. Why? Because we have not rejected this wicked system whole, lock, stock, and barrel. To die prematurely by neglect of wise moral conduct. Look at all the premature deaths that occur in this society. Cancers, all manner of disease, death in the food, death in the water, death in our sexual organs. And so, if we do not practice morality, wise moral conduct, then we incur upon ourselves sexually transmitted disease, AIDS and whatnot, because of promiscuity. And in the prison system, the sisters and brothers, men mainly, injected with disease. And then men having sex with men, these diseases transmit. And then the men come out of jail, don't tell what was going on in the jails, and now transmit to their woman, their girlfriend, their wives. And so we have this reality going on. Death prematurely. It says here, this death also means, yeah, prematurely, like we have already said. The word is moot, 4191. So to trust in this system, to trust in the politicians, to trust in that most subtle one, is bringing death on us of all kinds. Verse 5, the subtle serpent, speaking to that sacred feminine power and reality, speaking into the wombs of our minds, wanting us to conceive an idea after having begatted that idea, acting upon this idea and bringing that idea into fruition. The serpent says, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. The word is God is Elohim, so we're talking about the gods and the goddesses. The serpent is saying that the gods and the goddesses are holding out on you. The politicians, they come to us and entice us by wicked words that are so subtle, telling us that maybe your leadership, maybe Farrakhan, maybe Omalia Shetella, maybe Malcolm X, maybe Dr. King, maybe they don't want you to really know things. Maybe your righteous leader doesn't want you to know certain things, or keeping you away from that which is going to feel good. So come and join the system. Come join the entertainment industry. Do what you feel. Do what you want to do. Come and know good and evil. So he says, the serpent, the politicians, the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, talking to our feminine power, talking to that power within ourselves to give birth, says, for in that day you eat, your eyes will be opened. The word eyes, 5869, ayin, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The eye, the physical eye, the mental qualities, mental and spiritual qualities. You see, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, they present their system and they present their educational system all the way up through college. Yale, Oxford, these Ivy League colleges in America and Europe, they present their system as a system which will open your eyes, which will cause you to see, which will open up your mind and your spiritual faculty. But all the while, these that run this system are moving us away from the instruction given to us by the original Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. They tell us your eyes will be opened. And the word open is 6491. Pakak, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To open the eyes and the ears, to be opened. They tell us that trust in their system, trust in the mayor, trust in the governor, and you shall be opened to all manner of possibilities and realities. And we are trying to come revolutionary. We are trying to say, no, listen to Farrakhan. Listen to Amalia Shetela. Listen to Dr. Martin Luther King. Listen to Minister Malcolm X. Listen to Elijah Muhammad. Listen to Ella Baker. Listen to Fannie Lou Hamer. Listen to Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth. Listen to Marcus Garvey. Listen to the revolutionaries. But the politicians, subtle. Look at how when they commemorated the March on Washington and they paid lip service to Dr. King. But that was all designed to get us to be corralled back into the Democratic Party and get us not to see that Obama at that time was planning to escalate the war and bombing in Syria. Look how subtle that was. Look at how they want us to think that they are opening our eyes to Dr. King. But in reality, they were shutting our eyes to Dr. King. The serpent here says that the gods know that when your eyes are opened, you will be as gods, knowing good and evil. The word knowing, yada, to know, to learn, to know, to acknowledge, to discern, to have skill, to perceive and be perceived, to be instructed. So there's a particular instruction that the serpent, the politicians, House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers want us to have access to. Knowing good and evil. Knowing good. The word good is tov, 2896, meaning good and pleasant and agreeable. Glad, happy, prosperous, understanding, benign, right, good thing, welfare, meaning having your best welfare in my mind, at heart, prosperity, happiness, moral, good, bounty, benefit, knowing. So the serpent is saying when your eyes are opened after eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, your eyes will be opened to knowing good and evil. Now, the word evil is 7451. It's Ra, but not the Ra that is the Most High, but this is another Ra that is antithetical to the Ra that is the Most High. 7451, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, meaning bad and evil, disagreeable, malignant, evil, displeasing, sad, unkind, deeds and actions, evil ethically, distress, adversity, evil, misery, wrong, and injury. Now let's break this down using what my minister Louis Farrakhan has taught us. The Most High has revealed to my minister that these wicked politicians come to us wanting us to go after that which is evil and from Satan and from the devil. The wicked politicians following the dictates of that serpent that is the most subtle one in the field of beasts, the house of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, the politicians, Democrat and Republican, the wicked elites, heads of government, education, or financial and religious institutions. We're talking about the bad leadership. They come to us wanting us to go after that which is absolutely detrimental, evil, and wicked, and demonic, hurtful, injurious to the human family. But they can't come out and say, come do this evil. Come follow me in wickedness. They have to come with words that are good. They have to come to us with words that are pleasant, with words that sound happy, sound benign. Benign meaning not hurtful. Come with words that are kind and right. Because we are people of righteousness. We are people that we don't want to see evil in the earth. We don't want to see evil in the world. We don't want to see people victimized by wickedness and unrighteousness and that which is not justice, injustice, unjust. So watch this. If you look at Libya, or if you look at Syria now, if you look at Iran and Afghanistan, you look how the government of the United States of North America under Bush and under Obama wanting to maneuver us into actions that were wicked and satanic. They couldn't tell us that they were in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Libya under the Obama administration, in Syria, killing and destroying. That's evil. We wouldn't go for it. So they tell us we want to punish an evil dictator, and we want to come in the country for humanitarian purposes to uplift universal law and universal rights and human rights, and we want to defend the oppressed and defend women and defend children. So support our bombing and killing. But the bombing and killing is not evil. The bombing and killing is to save life. Yeah, we killing Gaddafi. We killed two or three of his sons, but it was for the good. Don't examine what went down in Libya and know that black people were killed and destroyed and lynched. Black men and black women were raped and destroyed, and black people in the jails unjustly by these wicked ones who are in power now, empowered in Libya, Benghazi, by the Obama administration, following the dictates of the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers. Don't look at that, but just believe that is for the good. Believe that is for righteousness. Believe that we are in Libya for humanitarian purposes, not to take the oil off the market. Sounds like the oil production out of Libya has trickled to nothing, while Saudi Arabian oil and Saudi Arabia misusing Islam has joined the CIA, joined America, joined Britain, joined Israel in all of this wickedness. But they use subtle words as well, trying to make us think that they love Islam and love the Hajj and love Muslims, where in reality, the Saudi Arabian royal family and Prince Bandar, all of them in on this wickedness as well. But they can't tell us that they want to do wickedness. They have to come at us with good words to maneuver us into supporting their wicked plans. So I'm still looking at this verse, trying to understand. even the deeper meaning. And it seems to me that we, who are the masses of the people, are being maneuvered into the mentality of the politicians following the dictates of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, that they are telling us, we want you to join us. This is the politicians coming. You see, when the politicians say, join in their wicked plans to kill and destroy, but they claim that it's for good, but it's really for evil, and the serpent is saying, your eyes will be open and you will be as gods, knowing good and evil. They want us to join in maneuvering others into their plans of evil by using good words. You see? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to understand what I'm saying as well. But we don't want to join in that. We want to see the masses of the people uplifted. We want to see the masses of the poor working class masses of people no longer impoverished. We want to see all having equal access to the universe. And verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Verse 7, and the eyes of them were both opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. So this is teaching us that we as a human family have fallen victim to the subtle words of the serpent. Time and time again, we have joined with the politicians and joined with the wicked ruling class and ruling families, using the knowledge of good and evil. How many times have we gone to our church members, gone to our mosque members, gone to our family members, and trumpeted the words of the politicians? We know that America, the military, the CIA, being used for wicked purposes. We know that. And I'm reminded of a program from Spotlight Africa. Spotlight Africa, the beautiful sister interviewed a beautiful Caucasian brother named Jeremy Keenan. Let me see if I can find that in my notes. Yes, I love this truth, sisters and brothers. Spotlight Africa, Saturday, September the 14th, 2013, KPFK of Los Angeles, California. Jeremy Keenan in the Dark Sahara. He wrote this book and wrote a couple of other books detailing the lies told to the human family by the George W. Bush administration, creating terrorist plots, fictitious narrative in Africa, wanting to move into Africa in a more wicked way, wanting to go after such minerals as uranium and other precious minerals, wanting to facilitate Al-Qaeda in Africa to run the drugs in Africa. And so the Bush administration created false terrorist acts in Africa. Is it Algeria? What nation was that? Yeah. Used Algeria, the government of Algeria and the intelligence agencies of Algeria to help to facilitate and fabricate false flag terrorism. And when these so-called acts of terror were committed, kidnapping Europeans and Americans, and these Europeans and Americans were so-called kidnapped and held hostage for at least a month or two. And when the police of Algeria were to go and rescue these that were hostages, the government said, no, back off. We have this under control. And so Jeremy Kenan just happened to be in the area and happened to be associated with various people that were connected to the hostages. And so he firsthand knew that it was fictitious. He even said that there were various planes, I believe military planes from America, flying in to check on the hostages, make sure they were okay, because it was all a fictitious narrative, all a construct to cause us to believe that people were being put in harm's way when it was all a farce, no one being harmed, but intelligence agencies working together to make us to think that something bad was going on. Why? So that we can go to each other and buy into the knowledge of good and evil and say that the Bush administration is going to go into Africa and do good, when in reality, they're going into Africa to do evil. And so these false flag operations, these subtle works and subtle actions come in on our feminine characteristic. But nothing happens until the masculine characteristic comes in with the feminine power to create actions that are either good or bad. But the knowledge of good and evil uses our sacred feminine power and our sacred masculine power to come into union to create that which is evil and more evil. So we bought into this fictitious narrative, and we went to our church members and mosque members and family members and said, Bin Laden has a man in Africa creating terrorist acts and disturbances, and all the while it was the serpent, the most subtle beast in the field, creating fictitious narrative using the knowledge of good, that which is good, but using the knowledge of good to get us to support that which is evil. And we know that America has never been in Africa for the good of the people. And so that's how they do, sisters and brothers. That's how they get us to support that which is evil. Verse 8. Now, when they bought into the knowledge of good and evil, they all of a sudden realized they were naked. And the word naked is rooted in that same word that is subtle and shrewd and crafty. So look, when we are with the Most High, Yahweh, Yahweh, when we are with the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High, we are clothed in truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. But when we go after the knowledge of good and evil, you have the tree of life sitting there. The tree of life. We should have gone after the tree of life. We should go after the tree of life. But we, every time, it seems every time, this time around, it seems like we're waking up. Most of us are not supporting, have not supported Obama's call to escalate warfare and bloodshed in Syria. So it looks like we're going after the tree of life. Maybe we have become sick and tired of our relatives going off to die and kill or come back being mentally destroyed. For whatever the reason, most of us are not supporting Obama's call, Senator McCain's call, Senator Graham's call, Senator Boxer's call, Senator Pelosi and Feinstein, their call to go into Syria in a more wicked way and escalate the bombing. So maybe we are looking to choose the tree of life, but every time in the past that we have gone after the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We have become, is it disclothed? Our clothing of truth, justice, and righteousness has fallen off, revealing us to be naked, open to wickedness, open to death, open to hell and destruction, because clothing protects your skin. Clothing protects your body from the elements. And so when we go after the knowledge of good and evil, when we go after that subtle, crafted language of the politicians, go after wickedness following behind good words that are meant to maneuver us into wickedness, we become naked and exposed. Taking our next break. See you on the other side of the break.